This is from Passion. This is what I will do in the last days. Hallelujah. This is not going to go on there, is it? I will pour out my spirit on. This has got everybody. Hallelujah. I'm drunk. I'm really drunk. Whoa. Oh, and cause your sons and your daughters to prophesy. What am I saying? This is your sons and your daughters. They're in here. Okay, I'm bringing them out into the glory. We've prayed and we've prayed. We've prayed and we've prayed. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your grandchildren will prophesy. We have prayed over these fire. 3-4 years, we've scattered them, we've oiled them, we've done everything. And God is saying, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. So if they're prodigals, they're coming back. I don't know why I do a message, eh? Whoa! And your old men will experience dreams from God. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon all my servants, men and women alike, and they will. All of you are going to prophesy. I believe God's saying, this is what I'm doing today. This is the last days. We're in the end times. Well, well, well. And you're going to prophesy. You're going to prophesy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will reveal startling signs and wonders in the sky above and mighty miracles on the earth. We are coming into the times of miracles. Whoa, hallelujah. Blood and fire and pillar of clouds will appear, for the sun will be turned dark and the moon blood red before the great and awesome appearance of the day of the Lord. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone. And you know what? Holy is the Lord. But you know, there's going to be great darkness upon the earth. And it's coming, it's in our schools, it's happening. They've taken Bibles out of schools and they've got them meditating. They've got the mindfulness, they've got them in martial arts. But God said, I will shine, you will shine, you will, for the glory of God will be upon you. But the Lord will rise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. Don't you all want to shine with the glory of God? Don't you all want to? Oh, it's just awesome. You know, knowing that our children are coming through, we're going to. You said suddenlies today, didn't you, when you were worshipping? Suddenlies. There's suddenlies. We're in the time of suddenlies. Suddenlies. And it's going to happen. I mean, my back could be healed today. I'm okay with that. Absolutely. I actually will miss this church so much, and I'm going, even if I wobble along at the back, I'll be here. But people say other things. But, you know, we're in the time of his glory. The church has to shine because of darkness. Holy. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. See, I've got down here and it's darkness. So we go over the page of the glory. I love the... Oh, do you know the best way to expel darkness? It's the light for us to shine with his glory. See, I you know, even going into theatre, I just thought... I just dreamt that I'd come out speaking in tongues. And my daughter will say, the doctor will say, what language is she? And she's, oh, look, just don't worry about her. She's in her heavenly language. Well, she won't say that. She'll be so embarrassed. But you know, I believe that we're going to experience things now. We're in the end times where God is preparing us. You know, but we have to get into the holiness and purity, don't we? Our whole minds need to be with Him. You know, I love the scripture and it's my favorite. I've got lots. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. We're being transformed. Are we really being transformed? Are we allowing God to transform us? You know, the testimonies today I just loved because, you know, Helena was saying how broken she was, but she allowed the glory of His presence to come into her soul to be healed. Isn't that right? And we had last week, wasn't it? I was having coffee and toasty. She said, no. You know, you can see the difference. But but she was saying, I am just so blessed and thrilled for what God has done in my life. And when she was testifying, I had tears because she was broken. You know, Helen was saying how God's dealt with her. You know, I mean, I remember being in Toronto and she was definitely going to leave her husband when she got back. But God had other ideas. Wasn't that true, Helen? And it was like His ways are not our ways sometimes. But, you know, we are being changed. He wants to transform us. In this end time, the church is going to shine. I can, you know, at present you look and you think, is it happening? But God said that in the end time there'll be the biggest revival, be the heaviest glory. But we've got to stay in the presence of God because it said a lot will fall away. And a lot will be caught up in wrong teaching. And there's so much of wrong teaching. But see, that gives me real goosebumps. I've been transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Oh, see, when I'm at home, I'll just be able to get into His glory. You know, I'd love it when you came and visit and you came in and you went, you know, you got zapped. Yeah. Almost. No, I won't. I'd be able to do the Highland Fling. I'd be able to dance. Hallelujah. And I told you, didn't I, that I said to the surgeon, I'm so sorry I'm so chubby. He said, you're not chubby. I said, I like you. You're the nicest doctor I've ever been to. My doctor says, get on those scales, Trish. And I said, do I have to? But it's like we've made friends. He just was encouraging. It was lovely. But you know, I was asking God, how can we be transformed into the same image as Jesus? And do you know what? I just pondered this last night, and I'm just saying, God, give me the answer how to really be like Jesus. And straight away, He said to me, see if you can guess, what would God say to you? How to walk and the fruits of the. And I'm going, that's the answer. So we all know them. This is out of the New King James, the Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self control. And I've gone to the next verse and it said, and those who are in Christ have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. Because I thought, that is so Christ-like, isn't it? The fruits of the Spirit. And do you know what binds them all together? If you love, all the rest of the fruits come in. If you love beyond you know, love. I've told you this many times, but Bob Jones, when he died and went to heaven, and the Lord said, "Did you love much?" And that has spoken to me more than anything. Even when I haven't had a good sleep, and I can get grumpy, I say to Clive, "Just be patient. I didn't sleep very well because I want to be loving. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be exhausted. I just want to be, you know, having the joy of the Lord." Joy's come through a lot. You know, and whenever I wait on God and says, "Have you got something for me?" He says, "Yes, I laugh in the heavens." And I don't think that's funny. That when I was in burnout, "Lord, have you got something for me?" "Yes, I'm laughing in the heavens." I really did say to him, "I don't even think that's a joke. I don't think that's funny. All I want them to say, you're going to live, you're going to get through this, you're going to be okay, Trish." But actually, when I worked it out, when my head got around it, it means the enemy is defeated because God is rejoicing in the heavens. Hey, woo! Don't we need a lot more joy? Joy down in my heart. Where? I love your name, Joy. That's a good name to have, isn't it? Joy, Joy. Remember that song? "I've got the joy down in my heart." Where? Where? Down in my heart. "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I'm so happy, so very happy. I'm not so happy, so very happy. I love Jesus in my heart." Didn't that do you good? Didn't that do you good? You know, you're not all going to theatre on Tuesday morning. You've got to have the joy. I've got to go with the joy. Hallelujah. Come on. Whoa. Yeah. So anyway, we've got the fruits of the Spirit, and I'm not going into it because time has gone, but love is the greatest. You know, and when we have the fruits of the Spirit, we produce good fruit. I remember going to preaching in a church, and Lynette remembers, and don't think anybody else was with us, Helen might, but we went to this church. It was so religious, and I was just out of Toronto. I was so drunk. I shook. I just about stood on my head. I was, you know, and he had a list of how the service is going to go. And I said to Lynette, "This is great. This is great." And sure enough, we went, you know, and then I was to get up, and I'm going, "God help them." Eh? On the UK. Oh, that was, yeah, that was a, we had this, it was actually William's friend that got us to go to this church in London. Remember that one? And this guy rang me, and I was sharing with him. And anyway, he was saying all the stuff I was saying, and I'm going, man, I must be anointed for him to receive it. But he said, anyway, at the end of this, he came up and he said, "There's a lady from New Zealand, and you've got a word for us." And because we were so drunk in the Holy Spirit and plastered, and I started prophesying, and the whole church just came alive in God. And there was weeping, and the intercessors were weeping, and the mantles were falling, and it was a commotion, and it was all happening. And he, every time someone screamed, "Come on out," and he took them out the back. So he had about 50 people out the back manifesting with the glory of God. And I said to Helen, let's get out of here quickly. So we scuttled off, and someone says, please, please come back. We've never felt the anointing like that ever. And it was amazing because God, and they were all, it was a real cosmopolitan. It was every nation of the world. It was just, and they, I would say the whole church, the fire of God just fell on them. It was just, you know, we, and I'm going, us two Kiwis, what have we done? And it was just, it was so powerful. But anyway, getting back to this other one at Hillview, the Holy Spirit came like that too, and the elders were trying to bring order, but God came. And anyway, but we went to this youth night, and it was so bad. And I went to the pastor, and I said, you've got one bad apple in the slot, and it's contaminating the whole youth. The fruit was bad. And you know when you put an apple that's bad with another lot of apples, what happens? The fruit was not good. And I said to him, there's, you know, sexual things are happening here, there's drugs that are happening here. Oh no. This Baptist minister, oh no, not with our young people. I said, they're having sex with each other. And there's one that's really taking them. They were into occult. They were into everything. And anyway, we landed up there and we had a whole night of deliverance and you know, getting them clean. But this one girl was still in there causing havoc. And, you know, it's the fruit. What is our fruit like? If there's one bit of bad in you, what happens to the rest of the fruit? It contaminates. And that's even in a church. You know, if we're all walking in the fruits of the Spirit, there's a lovely fragrance of fruit. There's a harvest of fruit. It's beautiful. But if there's something bad that is going off, and if someone gossips or pulls people down, it brings something in and it just contaminates everybody. If we listen to gossip, you know, if I was being spoken about and I say, this is what Trish said or this is what Trish done, come to me without going to other people and just getting the fullness of the story. Because a story twists and twists and twists. But I know you don't talk about me, thank you. But it just, if we've got something that is happening that you're not happy about, talk to the leaders. Because we want good fruits. We want things to happen in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish, and I don't know how. Because but, you know, the Philippians 3:14, I press towards the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. God is saying, we are the end time church. We're going to, you know, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon you. You know, sometimes I see a Christian, and I don't even know they're a Christian, because the glory is not on them. But when you're with somebody that shines with the glory, you want to be with them. Is that true? And it says, you know, rise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, even though great darkness is covering the earth. And it is covering the earth. New Zealand is going down the plug hole like I don't know. You know, they're talking about euthanasia, you know, abortions, cannabis coming in. It's just so liberal. And God is saying, it's breaking his heart, but we need to rise up to be a voice. The call is that we rise with the shine of his glory. Hallelujah. Whew. God is good. Hallelujah. And all these are going to be saved. Oh, shake them up, Lord. Shake them up. Oh, it's like there's Levi on the top, Chinny. It mightn't be your Levi, but we're saying it is your Levi. But I just know that God is going to break these through. Hallelujah. Oh, so I believe entire households are coming through. And new visions, new dreams, new trances. Have you ever been in a trance? You have, you know. You know, when you go in a car and you think, how did I get here? Have you ever done that? You've done everything, but you've been in the anointing of God. And God's going to do that. I believe he's going to give you new scrolls. Down new revelations. You know, because we need help in these days, don't we?